For sure, I think that's probably accurate. Well, I mean, at least it definitely deals with that idea of place or, belonging, because that's always been such a part of my life. I, grew up in New Zealand. My family are all there, but I left when I was 18, moved to Melbourne, and then left Melbourne and moved here after 18 years in Australia. So, I have done a lot of moving and place finding, so I think it does probably cover a lot of that. As far as what it's been like, I mean, recently it's obviously been hard because I can't. I've just, had these huge life changes, and I can't go and see my family, and they can't come here, and also Australia. I really miss Australia, so. I definitely didn't realize that I didn't know that this was going to happen, that I would, have a baby with someone here. And but, luckily we have internet. I do a lot of FaceTime with my mom. But I think in terms of the themes on the record, that distance between my home, my different homes is obviously been kind of a big one, and then that idea of what is your home has always been kind of interesting to me, because I've always felt like that's not always an easy question to answer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the big things I got out of, listening to the album was that kind of sense of home is it's such a big concept. And I mean, a lot of this record was written in LA. And I don't know, do you see a lot of difference between Melbourne and LA songs? I mean, are there any LA artists in particular that might have inspired the move or maybe had a bit of a touch on this album?
There's definitely friends and other musicians here that have influenced me. I don't know how obviously or how directly, but there's a songwriter who does some backing vocals on the record. His name's Justin Sullivan. He goes by the name of Night Shop, and he used to be in he is in a band called Flatworms, and he was in Kevin Morby's band. But he's a really great songwriter, and that him and then some other sort of similar LA artists have been quite just I don't know if influential is the word, but definitely affirming in terms of like, oh, there's people here doing things that I feel like are in a similar vein, and that's always really comforting, kind of in a way. When I first moved here, I like just somehow managed to move into Shannon Lay's bedroom. She's a really beautiful folk artist. And I think when I was first starting to write the record, it was in Melbourne, but I was really interested in kind of writing quite simple 60s influenced sort of folk pop songs. And so that was kind of nice to be so exposed to her music. And then there's bands like Hand Habits, or artists like Hand Habits, of course, are based here. And I had some of her band members on the record, and they were just amazing players. So there's a lot of different, I mean, there's until everything happened with COVID shutdowns, there was always, great bands to see play, and you'd meet them, and I got a bunch of them on the record. And so I think it has influenced the sound in a way, maybe not super directly.
But I guess that's the thing though. Your surroundings influence you, and I think that, can extend to people as well. So a lot of the record is, it's quite an open record. I interpret it as a very honest record. I mean, particularly notably is Body Memory. It's a very personal song. What was
Thanks.
writing that song like?
I mean, I guess when I start writing a song, it very quickly becomes more about the song than about the initial kind of motivation or emotion behind the song. So it's funny, it's your brain does something where you're like, it was clearly something that was having a big impact on me. emotionally, mentally, but by the time I went to write the song, you know, once I'd started kind of the first verse, there's this distance that kind of exists between the original feeling and the song. So it becomes more about the, you know, just writing the song and the craft of that, I guess. So you're sort of accessing these two things at the same time, like this, the craft of writing the song and then the original idea or emotion. And it subdues the intensity of the feeling in a way. So it's not, I don't feel anything, you know, I don't feel things when I'm, I don't know. It's hard to explain. I don't get emotional when I'm writing the song, really. Like, that's already kind of happened. So to answer your question, yeah, I don't know what it's like to write it. It's just like, it becomes just like writing a song for me. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because I know that, you know, a lot of songwriters do find it quite therapeutic. So it's you know, it's kind of an interesting, yeah, I guess when you fall into the rhythm of it a bit more, it becomes I guess it becomes a bit different. But I mean what was it about the initial idea and your experience that made you want to write a song about this? Because you said, you know, it wasn't necessarily the emotion that kind of drove you, but so what was it?
It was confusion mostly. I was having a difficult time kind of making sense of how I felt about the situation. And I think that is something that's quite common. Probably a lot of people do this as well. I find that that's usually the reason I write a song, is because I'm trying to work out what to feel about something. So, you know, it's kind of obvious, you know, like I'd had this miscarriage, but it was an unplanned pregnancy. So it was kind of like a confusing, it had been just a complete roller coaster, and it had really, you know, it was very difficult on my relationships and my relationship in general. So yeah, it was just a very confusing time because it was having all these repercussions. Like, the event had all these repercussions on my living situation, on my relationship, and on what I anticipated or hoped for the future. Like, all of these things had kind of been turned upside down because I'd had 2 months to kind of get used to the idea of having a baby. And then I wasn't having a baby anymore. And it had been very hard at the start to kind of get my head around that, the first fact. And then I had to get my head around the second fact. So that was probably, yeah, it was just total confusion. It was a very disruptive time. So I was trying to work out what I felt about that, really.